One of the things that we saw at that meeting, and we've seen this every time we poll people and audiences on this question, is there were a number of people who are using docetaxel and abiraterone right now. And of course, I think it's being studied, or that strategy, as you talked about, is being studied. But with this now, a little additional data now from the enzalutamide study, what do you think about that strategy outside a trial setting? Do you think it's a reasonable thing to do or something that should not be done?
Well, it becomes a matter of preference and a matter of comfort. I generally do not do that. You know, we really don't have good data that using three drugs instead of two or four drugs instead of three, you know, will add value at the end of the day. Now, if our goal was cure rather than palliation, then it might make sense to add three drugs or four drugs, just like is done in germ cell tumors or some lymphomas. But again, these are men that we don't think we're going to cure even by piling on one therapy after another. So what I like to do, Neil, is stick with the data for now. And, you know, my opinion might change next year if you ask me, if we see other data. But for now, I think we should discuss that with the patient up front, make a decision, and then stick with it. So I typically would not do ADT plus docetaxel, wait for that to finish, and then add abiraterone. But one thing that I may do, Neil, is if I use ADT plus docetaxel, and then the patient has an early evidence of castration resistance, maybe the PSA is rising, before they develop radiographic metastases, which probably I would have waited for in the past, well, maybe now I might have an earlier threshold to add the ABI in that patient.
So another thing that seems to be happening is it seems like therapy is getting shifted to the left, so earlier. People are getting chemotherapy earlier. They're getting hormones earlier. And I guess the other issue I've been thinking about is how is that going to affect treatment down the line in patients who have had prior exposure? So, for example, obviously important maybe how long it's been since they've had that therapy. But, for example, if you want to use chemotherapy in the metastatic setting and they've had docetaxel in the past, are you going to lean more towards, for example, cabazitaxel? Or how would you answer that question? And then what about the patients? Maybe they've had it in the past again, secondary hormonal therapy, also bringing the issue of ARV at 7 and how that might fit in.
Well, as you pointed out, this is getting very, very complicated. And people that claim they know the right answer, I think they're fooling themselves because there's so many permutations. Neil, when you have 7 drugs and you can sequence 7 drugs in more than 1,000 different ways, if you do the math, it becomes very complex. And so one of the challenges that we now have is when using drugs earlier, let's say in the M0 CRPC space, let's start with that first. Let's say a patient receives apalutamide. Great, that's a very effective drug. It prevents metastasis by 2 years, 3 years. Eventually, that patient's going to develop metastasis, unfortunately. And now they are metastatic, castration resistant, and they're apalutamide resistant. So in the old paradigm, that patient would have received either abiraterone or enzalutamide at that point. But now, with this patient having previously received apalutamide, enzalutamide is structurally very similar. The chemical structure of those two drugs is virtually identical. So I would not use enzalutamide after apalutamide. And there's also, you know, emerging data, it's still relatively early, that abiraterone, frankly, does not work very well after apalutamide. So in that setting, in the absence of a biomarker, I probably would want to switch to a taxane. So the general rule of thumb being alternating, if possible, and if the patient agrees, between an AR-targeting therapy and a taxane.